Test 1, 2, 3. Hello. Okay, it's time for the 20th of March. I've got two auditions that have got to get in tomorrow morning by 9:30. I could not do one of them today. Why? I was on the road for the Sklar Brothers. I was in Burbank at the Sklar Brothers studio. They're over there with them. There's a lot of different podcasts in this one sort of compound there in Burbank. And there's this whole, it's interesting, Burbank and Glendale have these whole blocks of studios. This is our melatonin cherry flavored. How many? Five milligrams? Okay, because I've been sleeping like shit. So when I went and I did Brian and Jill, remember, you guys remember Brian Phelps from Mark and Brian and Jill Whalen? And Jill was on the Love Boat as the young daughter, or the niece, the daughter of Captain Steubing. And as an adult, she's an adult actress as well. She's an adult actor, I should say, as well. But also is doing this podcast. So I went over and I was on their show. And then I did Adam Carolla, who's over there. And the Sklar Brothers are over there. So there's a big bunch of studios over there. And that's where I was today. And I had a good time with the Sklars. They're funny, funny guys. They've been great supporters of mine and good friends, you know, so far as I've seen them in a long time. But... And in the meantime, you know, I cannot fucking sleep. Pat Reynolds. All right, let's do this, man. What are you looking to do, Phil? New window, okay. So I have the sling off now, and the danger in having the sling off is that you move your arm too much. You move that right arm, which is in the sling. You move it too much. You move it in ways that puts pressure on the healing tendons, and you move it in ways that might, you know, possibly, I don't think I've done it, but possibly injure it. And, excuse me, injure your arm, re-injure the arm. So you don't want to fucking do that. And today I was in the car, I was driving around, I'm looking for the Sklars, I'm looking for this shit, I'm looking for that shit. Jesus H. Christ, fucking Google GPS. You don't need to get me off the freeway for one exit and put me back on the freeway. Are you trying to tell me that actually is saving time? It did, though. Google kicked me off the freeway and then put me on the freeway about two blocks later to bypass an accident on the 101, which was quite, it really had traffic backed up. So I'm not saying that Google did the wrong thing, but I'm telling you, man, I've gone to two fucking places. I went over to Grau Studios, which is a voiceover studio in Burbank. And I went over to the Sklar's Studios, which is a studio in Burbank. The two of them are not more than a mile apart, and yet the route that fucking GPS took me for the going over to Grau, I had to go up the 120 something or other, down to 5, and then get off the 5, and then get back on the 5. And this goddamn thing this morning was much easier. Just put me on the 101 and take me straight to fucking Burbank. I'll figure it out. But I still had GPS on, and it still said, well, you know, you might want to get off here and then get back on here. And I went ahead and did what it said. I don't think it would. I don't personally think it made up that much time. Jesus Christ. GPS in rush hour is goofy, man. It's way goofier than anything you would ever want to relate to. All right, what are we doing, man? What's this shit, man? There's concern on the panel that Phil's love of bluegrass music. I like this one. All right, so as you may have guessed, we've decided to take a little bit of a vacation week here. Jackie said to me today, she said, why don't you take fucking vacations? I said, I do. When I used to fly to Florida, she said, you're still working. You're working when that's not a vacation, you're still working. I said, well, I don't know how to do that exactly, but we're taking a little bit of time off because of the healing arm and the been a lot of goddamn media to do, which I'm very grateful for, around the Henry documentary. I'm super, super grateful to everybody. We'll do Adam Carolla, by the way, got pushed to April the 1st because of kind of almost re-injuring my arm this past weekend. It just was really fucking painful. Tomorrow we're doing another podcast. It's going to be a remote, though, here from home. And what the fuck are you talking about, man? All right. So, yeah, all this and more can be yours, you know? Beautiful Lake Los Angeles. When I was growing up, the television had all these ads for land, buy a house. Lake Los Angeles. This was the big one. Lake Los Angeles. I can't tell you where the fuck that is, but I bet you anything. Today, if you drive to Lake Los Angeles, you'll probably find some electrical and maybe some, you know, some electrical run in on some vacant lots that there's that are just windswept and nobody's there anymore, you know. Beautiful lake. And then there was the Salton Sea. Come to the beautiful Salton Sea. Oh, Christ, they tried to sell the Salton Sea. Today, if you go to the Salton Sea, there's a whole generation of us that have gone to the Salton Sea to hang out and camp just because it's so spooky and creepy and deserted looking and primordial looking. And the smell of the seawater in the middle of the desert, I can't describe it. I'm drawn to it over and over again, especially when I had a place out there. Honest to God. So the Salton Sea, there was Lake Los Angeles, the beautiful Salton Sea. And then the other thing they were pitching back in the 60s when I was a kid, A-frame cabins. Yes, you can finish it yourself. Live in the mountains. Look at the beautiful splendor of Big Bear Lake. These beautiful A-frame cabins can be yours at a cut-rate price. Well, you buy the A-frame and you finish it yourself, finish the interior yourself. And you know what? That's such a bad idea. But I don't know why that idea never really took off. Did it take off? I don't know. Now I'm looking for the classic file for today, which will be March 2005, archive. So you go to you hit archive. I really like our new archive setup, I really do. You hit archive, you come down here to select month, select year. So I'm like March, and then 2005. Now, if I'm looking for something, go up there to search, okay? Searching for something specific, boom, you enter it in there. Now, the last time I used that, I wasn't giving dates, and that kind of, I got with Sean on that, and he said, or with Shane, I mean, and he said they'd corrected that. What's the date today? Tomorrow's the 20th, so on the classic, we're going to have Herb Sewell. Look at this. If you're not logged in, it doesn't show you shit. You got to be logged in. See, this is the thing that I don't like, you guys. It used to at least show you the show log, even though you were not logged in, so that people who were not members, did not have BSPs, could still see how groovy and bitchin' everything was. You know? Now, where's 1999 on this fucking bitch? Okay, so what? Herb Sewell was on to talk about Michael Jackson. Mr. Sewell was locked up for certain crimes and thinks Michael Jackson and what he is alleged to have done is no big deal. Then at the end of the hour, as part of his therapy, Herb Shrink, Dr. Bruno comes on and to sing Billie Jean and Rock with Me. Please. Please. March 2005. All right, man. You know, you can do this show in the kind of in the hermetically sealed confines of our studio and just kind of live my life where I'm just with Jackie or I'm with friends and I'm going to soccer games and I'm not really living the Hollywood life at all. And then you get this documentary made. And you realize how many people really love the show, not just our fans, but also people in the business. And it's a whole new group of friends that you make, and a whole new group of people that you meet. So in that way, I don't know to tell you, it's very gratifying and so satisfying. All right, Jack, let me see. Did I do this? Wait, man, where's 2005, bitch? There it is, yeah. There's 2005. Yeah.